hang on here.
Okay.
Hi, Evelyn. Evelyn, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Tara, and Tara did want me to kind of get on the line here, of course, to get you the details of the service, how it would work, everything that would be included, and, of course, to get you the lowest rate possible. I mean, you kind of have the best of both worlds. Looks like your husband's been painting for a long time, just got licensed, business is officially quite new. That allows us to promote you guys as, you know, the people that you should trust, the people you should call. And since it's a young company, officially you qualify for reduced pricing. In fact, Evelyn, our new in-business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's designed to make it very affordable, especially for younger businesses. It is month to month, and of course it's simply our job to make sure that that website that you have, that Google listing that you already have, pops up as one of the top options when people don't already know the name of the business. In fact, at this point, it's kind of what you already have. It's kind of like a digital business card. Unless someone is typing in United Premier Painting, they're not seeing that listing or that website. So this would be designed for people who might not know the name of the business, but they certainly are in your service area, Hemet, Menifee, Murrieta, Winchester, wherever you're willing to go. You know, your company will be one of the options that people will see when they type in something like residential painter near me or commercial painter, interior, exterior. You're not going to be limited by what someone types in, and as long as they're in your service area, your company and that website will pop up. Now, of course, it means that calls come directly to you. It's not a lead-based service. You're not going to be paying for leads or chasing down every single lead and in a bidding war with your competitors who are also getting that exact same lead. With this, it just gets your phone ringing. And you guys have already gone, you know, a little bit farther than most business owners, especially the younger companies. You already have a verified listing. You have a website. You know, it makes it a lot easier for us, meaning that things would happen a lot faster. There's still a lot that we have to do, though. You know, the companies that are on that first page have additional content, meaning the destinations and directories that Google wants to see and what gets indexed when someone does a keyword search. So we do what's called off-page optimization or search engine optimization. We create all of that additional content, be it like a Yelp listing, Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. We can't even do a social media campaign and paid ads for the business as well. All of that, like your website talking about your services and service area, that's what Google wants to see. That's going to get you listed ahead of your competitors where people can find you by just typing in those keywords. Now, I know you're keeping it pretty local. I mean, maybe not even all of Riverside County, but keeping it pretty local to you. We can do a local-only campaign. I mean, it's designed to make it even more affordable than if we were to include Facebook ads, and it does save you $100. In fact, it would bring the rate down to exactly $199.00. That would be the exact amount. It would bill once a month for $199. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. There's also no, you know, you're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. It would bill once a month for exactly $199. Like I said, we can include Facebook ads. $100 of Facebook ads on top of that would make it $299. But like I said, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. If you're saying, you know, I do all of Riverside County, I go into Orange County, even down to San Diego, then I would say, hey, we really should be doing that Facebook campaign to expand your coverage and get you more phone calls. Is it just your husband doing the work, or does he have like a helper or a crew?
So he contact his crew. He doesn't actually have like employees.
Employees, right.
It's more of like, yeah, it's more of like if he gets a job, because right now he still has like a job at a company where he works.
Oh, I see. Got it.
And and he will get these done either like afternoons or evenings or on the weekends.
Oh,
and
I see.
So he's able, you know, to kind of, you know, get things rolling just by himself.
Yes.
So he does have crews that he contacts. Sometimes okay. It's up to 3-4 men, you know, just depends on the job.
The size of the job, right. But he can get the help mm-hmm. as needed. So that's perfect.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, you've got the right things going already. You've got that website and the verified listing. You see the value to having first page placement because, of course, that's where, you know, most people make that buying decision roughly 9 out of 10 times. We will just call and hire someone based off of what we see on that first page. So, you know, the companies that are on that first page, they're not necessarily the ones that have been around the longest or the biggest company or the one that does the best job in town, but it is the companies that have the right content in addition to a website and a listing. So certainly even as a younger company, kind of new on its own, you know, that listing, that website can be on that first page and get you more phone calls. We've been doing this since 2004. In fact, we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary on December 17th, so right around the corner here about a week from now. I've been with the company myself for 11 and a half years. You'd be in very good hands with us, you know. We are located here in Southern California as a Google Premier partner, though our entire service area encompasses the United States and Canada. But we would definitely be able to help you guys out. I know exactly where you're located there in Hemet. I mean, being that it's month to month, I mean, I know that you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far your husband really wants to go, how much work you want to take on, of course, what the budget allows. Like I said, we can include Facebook ads. I don't know that they're absolutely necessary since you're keeping it fairly local. Mm-hmm. You'd be looking at $2.99 a month with $100 of Facebook ads included, or we can do that local campaign. You're looking at $1.99 as a fixed amount. And again, that rate would never go up on you. Being that it's month to month, I mean, is that something you might want to try out and have us get your phone ringing, get your, you know, earn your business 1 month at a time?
So it does sound good. I guess I have questions when you say local. How
yeah.
local? Is it just specifically Hemet areas or surrounding areas?
So it would be for the surrounding area as well. You know, Hemet, Menifee, Marietta, you know, Winchester. Are you going into Temecula?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about Riverside?
Like yeah, we can do Riverside. We do Paris, Homeland.
Moreno Valley.
Pretty
okay.
much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, if you're really looking to make sure that you're getting phone calls from all of those different places, I would definitely say doing the Facebook ads would benefit you. But, I mean, being that you're just getting things started, that, you know, you don't have, like, multiple crews on board as employees that you have to keep busy the whole time, you know, I think a couple extra jobs here and there might be the best way to go. In that case, the
yeah.
local campaign would be perfect for you.
And then are we always able to add Facebook
ads
in the future
yes.
if we'd like
yes.
to do that?
We can always add the
okay.
Facebook ads later on down the road. And like I said, that just makes it a little bit easier for you to get things started, get your phone ringing, get some jobs coming in. And in fact, I can put it on my calendar to call you in a month or so and see if you wanted to add those Facebook ads in. If you're able to expand
yeah.
and still wanting to take on more work, I mean, obviously it's designed to keep it affordable and get you the return on investment. But it seems like starting with that local campaign might be the best way to go. Now, it looks
yeah.
like the phone number that we're speaking on is the same number listed on, or technically not the same number on the website. Is this your number?
So my number is, yes, that one is mine.
Okay.
My husband's is the 0627, I think.
The one on the website is 951-494-2662.
Oh, okay. I believe they put a different number on the website.
Like a tracking
so
number.
That way our... Yes.
Okay.
So that way it'll still come to us. It just, it doesn't give our specific phone number since it is a personal phone.
Got it. And the hours of operation mm-hmm. are accurate there. It looks like basically 7 to 5, Monday to Saturday, closed on Sunday.
It is. We might make some updates from the 7 a.m.
Okay.
We might bump it up to 8, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then UnitedPremierPainting@gmail.com, that's a good email address?
Yes, that's the one we use.
Perfect. Now, keep in mind, everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call you directly. We use an email to contact you regarding your account for longer pieces of information and something that we would want you to have for your records. But most of the time, we'll be calling you to or even sending you a quick text message. The number that we're speaking on, this would be the best number for us to reach you, right? And it's 951-581-2622. Okay, perfect.
Yes, that is my personal number.
We'll do what's called a client interview. We might do that with your husband or you, but we want to, you know, kind of know the services you want to be found for, your service area, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. It is called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. You know, we'll interview you and or your husband regarding the business. We could do that with you or your husband, or the two of you can be together. I can pull up that client interview calendar and see what is available for that 25, 35 minute phone call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Now, the thing I did want to ask you, because I see there's a physical address, the 1097 North State Street in Hemet.
Mm-hmm.
Customers don't come to you though, right? I mean, you're service based.
No.
Okay, so that's not really an address that you want listed physically for your business anywhere online, and it's not on your Google listing. You know, Google doesn't want customers to come to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you might be out in the field most days. And then Evelyn, is that E-V-E-L-Y-N?
Yes.
Okay. And then Tara never did get your last name.
Oh, it's Quiroz. The same as my husband. It's Q-U-I-R-O-Z for zebra.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll be taking a look at that calendar for our follow-up call with our technician. And the other thing that we are required to do here, and this is because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Evelyn, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service to that $199. Of course, we can always add those Facebook ads in later. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Evelyn, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you would want it to appear online?
It is United Premier Painting.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your title within the business.
My name is Evelyn Quiroz. I am the wife of the owner and keep track of the back end pretty much.
So I can put you down as like office manager.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then Evelyn, as the office manager and wife of the owner, you are, of course, in this case, authorized to enter into the non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service, no contract. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Evelyn, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you and your husband are actively involved in the campaign. Simply put, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact United Premier Painting. So it is, of course, important that you answer the phone. We do request specifically that you do agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Evelyn, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are you aware of Angie's? There is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for the business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally, or maybe even more important, is that we'll make sure that the business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Evelyn, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Ms. Quiroz, that is fair enough, right?
Okay, yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for the business's customers. Do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, being that it is a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 9th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And Evelyn, that $199 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's actually an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. Of course, it is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 9th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, that rate will never go up on you. If you do at some point want to add the Facebook ads, it is $100 of Facebook ads as a minimum. And of course, that would increase that to $299. I will put it on my calendar to call you in about a month or so, maybe a month and a half. And then we'll see if you wanted to add Facebook ads at that point in time. But until then, it's the local campaign at $199 on a month-to-month basis, no contract. Of course, that does mean you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Evelyn, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Quiroz, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Evelyn, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, that $199, did you want to put that on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's going to be my full name.
Okay. Is there a middle initial or another name on there?
Yeah, so Evelyn is my middle name. That's what I use for everything, except, on my card,
So your card is different. It has your actual legal first name.
It just says, my legal first name,
Okay. But you go by Evelyn. And then you said it was a Visa, right?
It's a MasterCard.
Oh, a MasterCard. Okay. That should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I am, in fact, ready for that number whenever you are.
It's 5462.
Mm-hmm.
1302.
Okay.
2260.
All right.
7603.
And then the expiration month and year?
12/26.
12/2026, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
541.
541. So I have 541, 541 on the back. I've got December or 12/2026 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 5462, 1302, 2260, 7603?
Correct.
Does that fill at the 1097 North State Street in Hemet, 92543?
Yes, space number 161.
161, okay. And then in the next minute or so here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Evelyn, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, Pacific time. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And again, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business really on my end, well, a couple of things. One would be to schedule that follow-up call with the technician. And then is the client interview going to be with you or with your husband or with both of you?
I think it should be with both of us, but that all depends on the times available because
okay.
I don't get off of work until 4:30.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, our last client interview is scheduled for 3 p.m., and that's going to be the case for every day.
Yeah.
I don't know if earlier on in the day we could get you in today at 11 o'clock. There's a 1, 2, or that 3 o'clock. We do as early as 7 o'clock if you wanted to push that client interview till tomorrow. But, yeah, the last one that we have is 3 o'clock.
Maybe tomorrow at 7.
Tomorrow at 7. So it will be scheduled from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. It would get to you right at or a couple minutes after 7. It does usually only take about 30, 35 minutes or so for that 1 hour window. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call, I'll be on that call as well. Just in the very beginning, just to kind of say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you may have. I will try to keep my phone line open for that. And then the number that we're going to call, is it the number that we're on right now, the 2622 number, is this going to be the best number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Oh, the other thing that I did want to do here, just to add another layer of protection, an added form of security, a simple question and answer. Now, if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with United Premier Painting, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And this is especially important, especially like a week or so from now. Obviously, it's designed for customers. customers to call you. If you do, though, find you're getting calls from anyone either claiming to be Google, even if they say they're local Splash, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the security question itself without being prompted. And if they can't give you that information, it wouldn't be us. You wouldn't have to entertain that phone call. Evelyn, if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't even be us at all. You wouldn't even have to ask them for the security question. The voice verification is clear. It was already recorded and attached to your account. It says it clearly bills once a month on the 9th for exactly $1.99, never a penny more. If anyone calls you for the Facebook ads, it would be me. I'm going to send you right now even my contact information. I have the same toll-free number, just my extension is different. 746 is my specific direct extension. I'm going to send you my contact information as well. If you find, you know, that you want to add the Facebook ads before the month is up, you know, give me a call and I'll definitely, or even just respond to the text, and I'd be happy to give you a follow-up call. Otherwise, I've got it on my calendar to give you a call in about a month or so and see if you guys want to add those Facebook ads. You can add them at any time. If you add them at some point and then say, you know, we have enough work without it, we don't want to do Facebook ads anymore, you're not committed to that, we can always put the Facebook ads on pause. In fact, like I said, the whole thing can be paused at any time for any reason. Oh, the other thing, too, the options for the security question would be the city you were born in or your first pet's name. So which of those would you want for your security question?
You said the city I was born or my first pet.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just do the city.
The city? Okay, and then what is the answer?
San Diego.
San Diego, okay. Let's type it in twice, but you are set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, I received both.
Okay, perfect. You've gotten also the welcome email. The welcome email is important. Not only does it have our client information or our customer service information on there. In fact, I think most of our emails do have our client support phone number and our email address on there. The welcome email has your login credentials for your tracking system. You don't have to access it now. If you try it in the next day or so, you'll probably get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. You will receive official notification when your tracking system is up and running. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something for you to track. Your username is the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. It's in our system the same way, so you can't change your username. It's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So your username is 951-581-2622. Your default password is GoodSplash, all lowercase, no space, GoodSplash. You can always change your default password at any time. And then the other email that you got is the one that says local splash initial invoice. That's the one that we want you to open up right now. Our system is trying to send you, and we'll send you in a minute or two, the other one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It's just an automated email. Everyone gets it. You can disregard it since your business is already Google verified. But if you can open up the one that says local splash initial invoice, at the top of it, it says thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. Then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
You're saying on the email?
On the local splash initial invoice email at
top. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Click on the blue click here. It will take you to the local splash terms of experience. Everything that we did, just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through that. Of course, Google is going to be our main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be using Bing and choosing Bing over Google. Most of those people are searching on their smartphone. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities as well, so we will mirror the content on Bing. Again, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, all of the directories necessary for that first page placement. You'll see that line that goes across it, and below it, it populates a couple of boxes. We would want you to click both of those boxes. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're authorized to use the card on file. Click on that box as well. And then in the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would type in Evelyn Quiroz, or you could copy and paste it. It is case sensitive, so if you are typing it in, the E and the Q are capitalized, and of course, if you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click the Confirm Signature box. It's the orangish colored box. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But clicking on that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we reduced the cost of the service. It's a fixed rate. You know, it also will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already accurate or already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Evelyn, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that form when it asks you to log in with your username and password. Again, you don't have to do that, but just let me know when you see that next screen.
I'm still trying to confirm my signature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, sometimes it doesn't pop up high enough on a smartphone. You have to turn your phone sideways for it to pop up.
Okay, there. I got it.
Okay. So like I said, if it's asking you to log in, you don't have to do that right now, but you will get a confirmation that your account, that your client dashboard is active. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. At 6 o'clock, our automated system will send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 7 o'clock tomorrow, and then I will be on that call if I'm able to. I should be when our technician calls you right at or shortly after 7 o'clock. I am sending you a calendar invite, again, for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English, and then it has your username, your name, and the default password. And English is fine for both you and your husband, right? Or would you prefer one of our Spanish speakers calls?
Because if you guys would be calling my husband, a Spanish speaker would be better.
Okay.
But if it's just me, I can do, you know.
Right. I just wanted to clarify and verify. But you are thinking that your husband would be available at 7 a.m. too on the phone call, so we could speak with him if necessary?
Mm-hmm.
Like for things like keywords and things like that he might have a better idea of what services and things like that. I think I'd be able to handle it. It's up to you. I mean, if he's not available, then I don't even have to request a bilingual agent.
So I want to say if he were to do it, it would be best if he did it around 10 or 10:30 in the morning.
Okay, but for you, 7 is better.
For me, yes. It's just I don't know the exact keywords. I would just have
right.
to...
So that's okay. Yeah. I mean, we can kind of generate, we actually do the keyword generation on our end first. I mean, after talking to you about the services, I mean, it looks like residential and commercial painting, and then are there other services as well, like drywall or cabinetry?
Yeah, so I believe they'll do like drywall repairs.
Okay.
He does new cabinets as well.
Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. So maybe baseboards and then, you know, things like that. Obviously cabinet painting. So I'll put these down as it's on the website, exterior, interior painting, baseboard trim, kitchen cabinet, painting services, etc. I'll put these down to get our technicians started, and then we'll do the keyword research. You'll get it emailed, and then, of course, you can have your husband take a look at that, and, you know, we can always update anything. You know, if it's add more photos, more content, there's never any additional cost for that. We can always add additional services and different keywords that you think would be appropriate. But we'll keep that client interview scheduled at 7 o'clock for anyone that is available. And like I said, hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you when we call you at 7 or maybe a couple minutes after 7 tomorrow morning.
Okay. I do have a few questions.
Sure.
Some concerns, because earlier you stated, you know about Angie's and all of that. So there's another company that my husband spoke to, which is how we were able to get our Google verified and everything.
Okay.
I want to say they're called ADIQ.
Okay, ADIQ.
So
ADIQ.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure, is that interfering with this? Because I want to know what I'm going to do next.
Right, yes. Okay. That does not interfere with what we do at all. ADIQ is basically like a Google reseller. So they helped you get verified, right?
They did, and they actually set up our website for us. They're the ones who put that tracker number for us, everything.
Got it. Right, okay. So, yeah, that doesn't conflict with what we do at all. If you did not already have a website, if you were not already verified, that is something that we could have done. But since you've already done that, that helps us because it expedites the process. Our job is to list the website, to kind of move that existing listing with the website onto the first page, get your phone ringing a little bit more. So what they've already done helped us, but what they've done so far will not conflict with what we do. We're not going to create a duplicate listing or anything like that. So it's good that you have that in place. It just makes our job getting your phone ringing happen a lot faster. So we're actually glad for that. Okay. All righty. Well, a real pleasure speaking with you. I do want to say welcome aboard. Be the first to say we're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling us. I think this is going to be great.
I think it will. And it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. You take care, Evelyn. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye.